And I'm just thrilled, just really thrilled. I love what you shared about exousia and what you shared about the new man. And I hope that you're going to love what I have to share to put this stuff together, because really they didn't know it, but they were putting pieces out there that of don't quite complete the puzzle, but I'm going to complete it now so that you really get some serious needs taken care of. And they've laid the foundation, so thank you so much. This was just tremendous, absolutely tremendous. I want to share on something that I've never really talked about, and I'll probably have more to say about it, but I just wanted to get this initial burst out. And I'm going to focus on what I call negative speak, people that do negative speak, okay? And it's a phrase I'm coining, so just live with it. But before I share on negative speak, I want to preface it with the fact that there are three forms of communication. And biblically speaking, they're based on the three parts of man, body, soul, and spirit. So you can communicate physically, you can communicate emotionally, and you can communicate spiritually. And you can mix this communication up too, like do two of them together and things like that, okay? But the overall I want you to understand is that there's really three categories. And I want you to start looking at your life in terms of how you communicate and what areas of communication that you could fix, enhance, better, remove, undo, change, all that. And here's why. Because we need to become more spiritually minded. We need to understand that there is a devil, and that the devil has devil spirits working for him. And these devil spirits work with those three forms of communication when you get attacked or when other people get attacked. The devil spirits come in and they work with emotional communication to stir up your soul, to harm it. They work with physical communication to afflict your body physically. And they also work with spiritual communication to contaminate the Bible, the Word of God. And so the more in tune you are with the forms of communication and how you give as well as perceive others in their forms of communication, the more apt you're going to be to positively deal with spiritual attacks. That's the whole purpose of this, all right? And that's my prelude. So let's get into the negative speak. And I want you to turn to Job chapter 16. So I've titled this teaching, Dealing with Negative Soul Speak. We have the ability to speak both positives and negatives to others. Negative speaking can be promoted by spirits. That's my thesis. And this kind of speaking is designed to destroy a man's soul. Now, I'd just like to say one thing. Personally, I think that your worst battles, when you find yourself embattled, are with your soul. I don't think any of you deal with physical affliction. I don't think anybody comes up to you and beats you up. And I don't think any of y'all really deal with spiritual affliction. We keep a real tight watch on that. But I do believe that you get annihilated sometimes in the emotional category, in the soul category. You've heard me teach on the soul now for over a year. So I know you know that your soul is the basis of your emotional life. I know you understand that. All of your emotions come out of your soul. Well, the devil just loves to afflict your soul. He loves to get you so upset and many other things that you can't see straight. Okay? And so really this focuses on that aspect, the soul. Job 16, some beautiful scripture here. Verse 1, then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are ye all. Who's he talking to? Miserable comforters, these guys that were trying to help him. If you haven't read any of this, go read Job sometime. It's amazing. Shall vain words have an end? Or what emboldeneth thee that thou answerest? I could also speak as ye do, if your soul were in my soul's stead. I could heap up words against you and shake mine head at you, but I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the moving of my lips should assuage your grief. Though I speak, my grief is not assuaged. And though I forbear, what am I eased? But now he hath made me weary. Thou hast made desolate all my company. Oh my gosh. I hope you didn't just read over that. We have the ability to recognize and act. I want you to see with your eyes, spiritual attacks. I want you to recognize when this affliction besets you. I want you to become amazingly adept at identifying and dealing with spiritual attacks. We've had enough. And too many of you guys are far too afflicted. We should deny others the opportunity to wreak such havoc on our lives. The havoc I am speaking of is an internal havoc, the emotions, and it's centered right within your soul. You know that the human being is comprised of three parts, body, soul, and spirit. If you're born again, you get the spirit. So one third of you is your soul. You've just got to understand the emotional makeup of you and how to manage it. Empty, destructive words aimed at your soul are characterized by several things. And I'm simply taking this out of the verses we just read. They are miserable words. They are vain, which means empty words. They are delivered to you in heaps, mounds of destruction. They make you weak, sucking your very life right out of your soul. They promote grief with no semblance of relief. Not only do they endlessly tire you, they make you so miserable that others don't want to be around you. I only took that out of verses 1 through 7. So let's take verses 8 through 10. And thou hast filled me with wrinkles, which is a witness against me. And my leanness rising up in me beareth witness to my face. He teareth me in his wrath, who hateth me. He gnasheth upon me with his teeth. Mine enemy sharpeneth his eyes upon me. They have gaped upon me with their mouth. They have smitten me upon the cheek reproachfully. They have gathered themselves together against me. Now, we're going to stay right here, but I want you to flip over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, because the new man must understand the three categories of communication. Physical, emotional, and spiritual. And Paul hit every one of these when he shared about the new man in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 8 says, so being affectionately desirous of you, I wonder what part of the human that's talking about. That would be the emotions, the soul. We were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls. There, it's defined. Because ye were dear unto us. Oh, that's wonderful. I wonder where the physical is defined. Oh, we might as well look in verse 9. For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail. There is physical communication. They worked hard. They travailed. They did the job. They got it done, laboring night and day. Really something. And if you look over into verse 2, but even after that, we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi. That's physical, probably spiritual, and definitely emotional, how they were treated. You see, these things all come together. It's just truly amazing. And what is it that they were really trying to do? They were trying to teach people the word. And that is also covered, how they imparted the word of God to them night and day. So let's go back over to Job. And you can see that it's important for you to master your soul so that you understand these forms of communication and become extremely adept. Well, out of Job chapter 16, verse 8 through 10, we read some very interesting characteristics, which I'd like to talk about. There is a physical aspect of negative soul speak as well. The outward flesh will take on negative characteristics. These visible characteristics are wrinkles so obvious that they are a witness of the internal destructive forces put into a man's soul by negative speak people. And I guarantee you that the negative speak people, I have these too. Weight loss is yet another negative characteristic of the destructive forces of negative soul speak. The ones who speak so many detrimental negatives literally wither away in a mass of wrinkles. And they will promote that in you if you entertain them. You probably about now are saying, I don't want to entertain them. Right? I hope. These negatively speaking people actually come at you with a tearing motion with their faces. Didn't we read about tearing in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2? We did. You can go find it. Their wrath against you and what you stand for causes this. These are people that you probably aren't going to like a lot. Well, that's a conundrum. Because you'll find that the people that do negative speak are the ones closest to you. So you got to make decisions. You got to be tough spiritually. You got to take a stand. You got to be willing to. My wife and I have had fun talking about this stuff. Wow. They either hate you or seem to hate you. Their teeth gnash at you as their mouth spews such vomitous words. Their teeth can look as if they're coming out of their heads. You've seen this before too. All of a sudden, their visage changes. Did I know you? Their eyes take on a destructive look, an intense look of sharpness designed to stab into your heart and soul. Their aim is to destroy you. Mark my words. And why is that? Because of the spirits behind those people. Their mouths gape wide with these negatives over and over again in those heaps. They can even resort to physical violence by hitting you on the face. Maybe other places. More than one of these are gathered together against you in one of these negative speak attacks. And rest assured, they are attacks. And they are planned by these devils. Verse 20. My friends scorn me, But mine eye poureth out tears unto God. Oh, that one might plead for a man with God, as a man pleadeth with his neighbor. When a few years are come, then I shall go the way whence I shall not return. I think Job had had just about enough of these guys and these attacks. And even in his terrible state, he was quite able to recognize these attacks. So no matter what kind of state you're in or go through, you still will have the ability to recognize. Question is, will you? Because you are powerful. You have the ability to ward off these attacks and to deal with this stuff from a spiritual communication perspective. Sure, you can tell the devil to get out in the name of Jesus Christ, but after the damage is done, you still got to deal with your soul. You still got to deal with how you feel and all the pain you went through because you were attacked. And there's a whole lot more to it than just being a Bible-speaking person. You got to learn how to manage things. You got to learn how to manage your forms of communication. And you need to see this stuff coming. And you can. You must know how to think during and after these attacks. Cry unto God for his safety and help. That's what Job did. And he did get delivered. Put your whole soul into this kind of prayer, and you will surely see his hand of mercy for you and against your enemies. Understand that this life is temporal, and that you shall reign with God and his Son in eternity one day. Judges chapter 16. I want you to become spiritually minded, wherein is life and peace. I want you to stop picking the wrong fights. I want you to see the attacks coming, and I want you to withstand them, to ward them off, and to not fall prey to them. Judges chapter 16. Verse 16. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death. Well, we're all familiar with the story of Samson and how Delilah embattled him spiritually. Her words were like a compress upon his mind. That's what it means, pressed. Causing his soul to want to die. If you have enough mental pressure, your soul's going to want to check out. You've felt that way before too. You ever known anybody, or maybe you've done it yourself, where you said, man, I just want to die. I want to commit suicide. You know that happens with people. But why does it happen? Oh, sure, there's a spirit involved. But what's happening physically? What's happening physically is that the person's brain is being stretched to the point that they just want to die. They want to give up. It's too much pressure because the mind is the controller of the soul. And when the soul just can't take it anymore, it really wants to die. It wants the end to come because it doesn't want the pressure anymore. You've all gone through this. You've gone through girlfriends and boyfriends and bad emotional experiences to where you're just so troubled and so panicky and so upset that you want to throw in the towel. Don't tell me you have it. We all go through this kind of thing in our lives. Fortunately, not all at the same time, because we can help each other. This is really something. There is no way a normal person would ever do this to somebody. Now I'm trying to open your eyes spiritually. Delilah was not normal. Her actions were not normal. Nothing about her was normal. She was abnormal. When you see an attack, when you're experiencing this kind of thing, are you willing to call that person or those people attacking you normal or abnormal? Which one do you do? I think that Samson and Delilah were sleeping together. I think that they were pretty close. I think that Job and his friends, whom he called miserable comforters, at one time were pretty close. It's really something, isn't it? You can put that together. Look through spiritual eyes for a moment. This woman was possessed with spirits. I coin an old phrase, call a spade a spade. I don't know where it came from, but I know what it means. If you see something, don't say it's something else. If you see something, say what it is. Well, if you're not used to doing that and you're trying to make up all kinds of funny ways to say something, you're going to have a hard time saying that's caused by a devil spirit, period. But you need to get tough on that, because we need to turn into spiritual giants and learn how to communicate spiritually. So this woman was possessed with spirits, and the work of these spirits was to kill Samson's soul. Duh. His soul was vexed unto what? Death? Okay, you read it there too. These spirits squeezed his mind and kept pushing his thoughts in the direction that they wanted those thoughts to go. That's what they do. That's their job. And if you're afflicted, this is where you're afflicted. I don't see anybody getting beat up physically, and I don't see anybody having a real tough time with the spiritual communication side of things. You all speak in tongues. Everybody speaks in tongues and interprets and does all the manifestations. I mean, you guys are great in that area. But this is where the affliction comes. And that's why you got to pay such close attention to it. Well, that's what it means by urge. Pressure and pushing, relentlessly applied, will surely result in a dead man walking. And all of this is caused by specialized devil spirits. Verse 21. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass and did grind in the prison house. After his soul was so desperately afflicted, he was further afflicted physically. He was bound and forced into hard labor of grinding meal. Never look at people as if they could not hurt you. Don't be so, I don't even know the word. No. Naive. Is that what you said? Yeah. Don't be so naive to think that people can't hurt you. Because if they have a devil, they want to hurt you. You just have to recognize this. If you are with negative speak people, you must remain alert at all times. These people will be those so close to you. Generally, others not so dear could not get close enough to cause such damage. You wouldn't let them. Be wary and watchful for those who are close to you. If they are negative speak people, and you know these people, I'm not making anything up. You've each have got a couple in your lives. When you're around them, they are negative speak people. Their mouths spew just nasty stuff. They can't say anything good about you. And they certainly only want to say the bad things. By the time they're finished with you, you feel insulted, you feel guilty, you feel like garbage. But maybe you're so used to putting up with it that you just ignore it or something. I don't know. I'm telling you to get out of those fights. That's stupid. If they are negative speak people, they are using negative speak against you. And when that happens, understand that you are under attack and must do something about it. God help you if you don't understand that. It's time for us to change. It's time to stop the affliction. Job chapter 19. Let's go back to Job. I feel it's my job to communicate this. I feel it's my responsibility to equip you, to ensure that you at least can put this stuff together and have a chance. And you do have a chance. You just have to embrace it. And maybe you have to stop embracing some of your silliness, you know, whatever the ways that you think. I don't know. Maybe you have to make a big change. Maybe just a little change. But I think it's time for change. Some of us pick the most stupid fights. You know, I've told you guys for years, I go, pick your battles. If it's not worth it, walk away. Why spend your energy on worthless battles? There's plenty of people out there that want to pick fights all the time. They love it. But why? Why would you stand there and waste your time? Pick your fights. Decide if it's really worth your energy, your intellect, your passion, your love. Because maybe it's not. More than likely, you don't have to pick any fights. More than likely, if 100 situations presented you in a week, you might only really need to deal with one of them. Maybe two. Get real about this stuff, realistic. The rest of them, drop it. Job 19, verse 2. Here's how you confront it. How long will ye vex my soul and break me in pieces with words? Maybe you don't see this as the confrontation that ended it. These 10 times have ye reproached me. Ye are not ashamed that ye make yourself strange to me. He's talking to people that he loved and that supposedly loved him. I'm telling you, these things are generally only going to happen from people that you love and that love you. And you are going to have a very tough time delivering the message because of the emotions involved. And the devil knows it. But I'll tell you something. I want you to grow up a little bit. I want you to stand up and get willing to live a Job-like confrontation. Don't be afraid. Job knew how to confront negative speak people. People that would feign comfort. Pretend that they were comforting him. He not only spoke back to them, he spoke particularly strong words designed to wall off his soul for dear protection. You need to view these things as attacks. And you need to protect your soul. Hey, if your soul's taken out, now you're down to two ways to communicate. You can write it, you can physically do something, or you can pray. I think I want all three. He asks them how long they plan to vex him. Can you imagine the response of your negative speak people should you ask a question like that? Well, here you are in this supposedly loving environment. They're saying they're loving you. They're just trying to help you. And yet, inside, you're going crazy because you just can't stand it. Tell me I'm wrong. And the last thing you want to do is destroy that tender, nurturing environment, right? Wrong. Your soul's screaming at you. Stop this pain. And your mind's going, I'm afraid, I can't say anything bad, they'll hate me. Excuse me? It seems like they hate you already. Isn't that what the word said? They're hateful words. What about how long will you break me in pieces with your words? Can you imagine the response of your negative speak people with this question? But he didn't stop there. He went on to tell them how many times that they had attacked his soul. And he had used the word reproach. That word means taunt or insult. Do you feel taunted or insulted when attacked by a negative speaker? That's exactly what your soul goes through. And you just feel humiliated. You can't stand it. You go through these emotions, they just drive you absolutely crazy. Because here you're trying to be a wonderful Christian, sweet and loving and kind, and you are. And then something comes along and makes you feel like you're dirt. Like you just want to die. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. I know you've gone through this before. It's time to change all of that. Taunting or insulting? After a negative speak session, which one of you doesn't feel like that? But Job didn't stop there either. He then told them just what he thought of their negative speak. He told them that they bore no shame for their acts and that they now look strange to him. Well, they were his friends. Your attackers are your friends too. But they look strange to you now, even though you want to pretend that the devil isn't behind their words and assaults. Job 19, verse 4. And be it indeed that I have erred, mine error remaineth within myself. I love that. He wasn't haughty. He wasn't out on revenge. He remained humble throughout all of this. He accepted the fact that he could have erred. But he told them that if he indeed did err, his error remained within himself, unlike his friends. He did not cause others to err, like his friends were so apt at doing. Psalm 119. I hope this is painting a picture of the relevance of soul communication and your management of that. And I hope that it's opening your awareness of the spiritual drivers behind negative soul speak. Psalm 119:28. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengtheneth me thou me according unto thy word. And truly there's only one way for strength to return to an afflicted soul. It is through the word of God. You can feed yourself, but it will not remove the heaviness and the injury. You can sleep, but when you wake up, you'll still feel it. You need to have God's deliverance in your life. You need to deal with these situations God's way. And maybe not your own way. Maybe you think that you're just so good and you already got this together. I don't know. I mean, what is it that makes a man do the same thing day after day and never get deliverance? That just blows my mind. I would always look for a new way. You know, I don't want to feel badly. I don't want to be afflicted. Proverbs 16. We can and should, and I hope will, become masters of our own souls. We can will and should put a stop to soul battles that take us down. Proverbs 16, verse 24, pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. That's what we want. Never underestimate the power of God's word in your life. It will deliver your soul from any and all afflictions. And turn to Hebrews chapter 4. I want you to become masters of your souls. I want you to be able to see these attacks coming. I want you to understand that the devil is only going to communicate to you in these attacks in one, two, or maybe all three of three categories: spiritually, physically, and emotionally. And I really don't think that you guys have too much of a problem with the spiritual and physical. I think that the real problem comes in the emotion. I hope I said that right. In the emotional side. Yeah. Spirit and physical, you guys are cool, pretty much. I guess. You determine that. But you know what I'm talking about the emotions. Wow. Some of you guys are just sick of it. Okay, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. My dear friends, it is available to fall. If you do not master these things and work diligently to apply them in your life, you could end up on the wrong end of the stick, the short end of the stick. You could end up feeling less than you ought to be. Never take success for granted. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God's word will always give you the answers, and it will always help you in these kind of situations. I'm using God's word to show you the three categories and how to deal with the one that I feel you're most vulnerable in, the emotional one, the soul one. Learn to look through spiritual eyes. Far too long have you ignored this paramount aspect of the Christian walk. No longer. Understand that spirits work to bring wrath and destruction upon your force of life, your very soul. When you are faced with negative speak people, understand the source of their trouble in words. They're not gods. They didn't just create that. Something else is causing that. Don't ignore their destructive intent. Don't be so naive. Just stop the naivety. Just stop it. Just stop being so naive. I'm fighting for your life, guys. If you don't listen to this and if you don't do it, you're going to hurt still. I'm fighting for your life on this stuff. Stop being so dang naive. Look and see what you're dealing with. God gave you eyes and ears and the ability to perceive what you're seeing and hearing. And if you're seeing and hearing negative speak, pay attention. Stop acting like it's not happening. Stop acting like just because they're family and friends that they really mean the best for you and that you really have no right to say anything back to them. That's garbage. You guys are super Christian conquerors, and I want you to be that in your soul category too. Even if these people are your dearest family and friends, it doesn't matter. You would be surprised to see just how many loved ones who are incarcerated by evil itself, and that evil has an intention aimed right at you. Normal life abides freely and wonderfully with only a normal rash of pressures throughout a day. Abnormal life abides troubled and with great turmoil of the soul, causing heaviness, grief, havoc, destruction, misery, emptiness, weakness, endless tiredness, a scattering of closest friends, and imminent death. Physical manifestations of this abnormality issue in wrinkles and weight loss, physical aggressiveness from the face, mouth, words, eyes, and hands. During these abnormal attacks of negative speak, you will experience undue mental pressure as if a brain compress has been applied and the words coming at you will push you into the direction that the spirits want to take you down. You will end up feeling like a lifeless man or woman, void of normal expression, gentle, loving and kind, agape, surely a dead man walking. What causes all of this? Devil spirits. Never forget this, and you will certainly conquer any negative speak situation. Side with those who afflict you, and you will surely be taken down. Okay, that's it. Wasn't that fun?